Hey everybody, so this is just a test. Good morning, good morning. It is Pen Up Talk with host Diana Prince. I want to add some music to this after I'm done recording it. So I'm just going to do a really, really quick shout out and say hello to all my sweet peas, sugar plums, and sweet potatoes out there. I love you all. Now I'm hungry thinking about fruit, but I wanted to say hello and actually add some a beat or some music or something. See if I can get that popping and working. I'm thinking a lot about testing products and doing product reviews. And I highly suggest anyone who wants to or thinks that they want to become a social media influencer in the form of being a model and representing different companies, hair care, skin care, clothing, makeup, jewelry, shoes, lingerie. I definitely suggest finding out ways to get products from these companies for free, but at the same time, for free as far as being a tester, not necessarily going to them and asking them, can you model for them? When a lot of these companies already have their models and they get them through modeling agencies or they get them through the photographers that they work with. So you have to live in the city and state that those photographers live in. You have to live in the city and state that those agencies live in and be signed with those agents. So there's still a way that you can get lots of cross promotion, build your fan base, have new content for your fans, show other companies that are looking for a social media influencer what you can do. Not just telling them, but showing them what you can do by getting free products sent to you to test out. And there's a couple different ways, and I've been doing so much research on it, and I've actually been doing it, and it's worked out. I mean, if nothing else, if you are trying to build your brand as somebody who is a clothing model or a makeup model or somebody who tests out various products in the beauty and fashion industry, a beauty blogger, whatever, you will be able to gain new followers right away just by testing out products, even if you're not quote unquote representing the company. And there's so many ways that you can get samples. There's ways that you can actually become a product tester. And there's just ways that you can do it on your own. And then there's so many things like coupons and specials and discounts. And again, you are getting content to show other companies what you can do. You're also showing that company, which may give you some sort of cross promotion. Just as an example, I sent away for a free sample of, oh goodness, Olay, Oil of Olay, a facial scrub. I sent away for two different ones. Took like 2 weeks. They sent them to me. I set up a little thing in my kitchen. My tripod, my phone, did a little video of both, testing out both things on two different days, did a little bit of editing, posted the pictures on my Instagram and on YouTube and on Facebook. I don't know about Facebook, but I know on Instagram, like pretty much immediately, you know, by the time I went to go check back on my Instagram, put it that way, I had increased followers, and that was because I took the initiative, got the free sample, set up everything, did a little bit of testing, you know, for a couple minutes, so put it on my face, washed my face, edited the video, edited a couple images, put it out there, and already the cross promotion brought me followers. Now, I say cross promotion because it was automatic when I'm tagging a company as big as Olay that people are going to see that tag. It just happens. And even if they don't return the favor, or if they do, that's even more so. But right away, I increased my followers. Right away, I had new content to post for my fans. Right away, I had new content to post on my YouTube channel, which you can make money on your YouTube videos when you have a certain amount of followers, which I do not have yet. And being able to interact and post content, the type of content that I want potential businesses that may potentially hire me to be a social media influencer for them, I want them to be able to see that I'm currently doing stuff in that area, and to be able to see an example of what I'm doing and what I can do that would pertain to working with them. So there are so many benefits, and it took me, you know, seconds to request the sample. I waited for it. It took, you know, all of an hour because I didn't have any makeup on my face. I was going to be putting this facial scrub on my face. So I set up everything, did everything, downloaded everything, did a little bit of editing, and boom, you know, right away, so many benefits came from that. So if you really are dead set on modeling for a company and they give you a discount code, if they're selling things that you would normally buy, if they're selling things that can be used for producing content and that come with all the benefits that I just mentioned, and you can even maybe resell the item, model in it once, sell it, use it for a photo shoot, so you're going to be spending the money anyway, and you can get a discount, I highly suggest doing it. Don't consider it a slap in the face because they're not willing to send you something for free. Be happy with the discount code that they're giving you and use it and show them what you can do. I guarantee you that there's going to be positive results that come from the content that you produce. And again, if this is an item that you would already be buying, if you're about to do a photo shoot for Christmas and you need a Christmas outfit, you're going to buy a Christmas outfit. Why not buy it from a company that you actually want to work with or represent one day, and start some cross promotion? Have some content for your fans. Have some content to show companies, other companies, what you can do. And again, maybe you want to model in a Christmas outfit once, then you sell it for what you paid, or for slightly less, or maybe even more. You know, there's so many benefits that can come out of that. I ordered something, and I'm going to end this now because I want to see if the music works on this. I don't know. But I ordered something from Fashion Nova. Very cute. Very cheap, because their stuff's already cheap. And I do say cheap. No. It's inexpensive. And I had a discount code, so it was on sale. And so then it was even more inexpensive. And I don't even remember what I paid for it. It was under 10 bucks for a full jumpsuit, velvet material down to my ankles, something that I could never see myself wearing out, something that I really thought was a beautiful item, but I have no hips. I don't think that bodysuits look good, jumpsuits and bodysuits, on people that don't have any hips. So therefore, what did I do? I created, on some of my pictures, I created a little bit of hip for myself. But anyways, I loved the look that I did. It was fun doing the hairstyle that I did. And I was actually doing video for a hair company that I modeled for. So it was like Fashion Nova plus the hair company plus the eyelash company that I modeled for. So I got like three things done all in one shoot. I only wore the outfit for not even an hour. I mean, maybe 30 minutes tops. I don't know if I kept the tags on it. I can't even remember. Took it off, hung it up, and posted it eventually. It took me a while, but I posted it on my eBay for sale. And now what I paid for it plus more, plus shipping, there's like, I think, two or three people bidding on this jumpsuit from Fashion Nova, And, you know, I took the time to look for the sales. I took the time to look for something I thought that would look good on me. It's just my personal opinion that it didn't look great because I have no hips. But the color was good, and the quality and everything, it was really nice. The pictures, I think, came out nice. My hairdo was something so different. It was something new for my fans to see, some new content. My videos that I posted on YouTube got responses, you know, and then it's like, okay, now I made my money back. So it's a smart move to, you know, I wasn't like, oh, well, Fashion Nova won't send me stuff. Yeah, because there's a million gazillion other people wanting to model for Fashion Nova. And I guarantee you that the people they're sending their stuff to are celebrities, because they have celebrities that want to work with them and are going into sponsorship with them and paid sponsorship. So anyways, I wanted to do it. I definitely saw an increase in my following when I posted the pictures and tagged Fashion Nova. I'm making every dollar back that I spent on the outfit. And again, I have content for my fans, and I can actually show all of the companies that I approach on a daily basis, on a weekly, on a monthly basis, asking them to represent their company, asking them for them to send things to me. They can go to my Instagram, they can go to my YouTube, and they can go to my Facebook page, and they can see what I've currently been doing. They don't know if Fashion Nova sent me something for free. They don't know if Fashion Nova is paying me. They don't know if I'm working with, you know, Dax Hair Care Company in a paid contract, or if they're sending me products. They don't know if Atomic Jane Clothing is sending me things for free and paying me, or just paying me and I'm making money on every single thing that they send me by selling it. They don't know anything. I think it's kind of like, reminds me of when I was trying to be an actress. And I remember one of the things someone said, and I think I must have heard it more than once, is that, you know, when you walk in the door and you do the audition, they want, you know, everything that you do right then and there is going to matter. They don't care what your upbringing was about, even though all of these things may very well contribute to your talent and what you're bringing forth and your demeanor and your posture and your, you know, the way you speak and things like that. They don't care if somebody is, you know, a graduate of Oxford University or if you never graduated from high school. If you come in there, you have the right look, and you're talented, and you blow them out of the water in your audition, they do not care if you were married 10 times or never. They don't care if you're from a small town in Iowa or Kansas, or if you're from Paris, France, or New York City. They don't. You know, your education, where you're from, how you were brought up, your experiences in life, yes, it may, of course, it contributes to who you are as a unique individual and how serious you take your career, your work ethic. You know, education has a lot to do with training, but it doesn't necessarily mean you have the experience. All they know is what you show them at that audition. You can say that you have a master's degree, you know, in theater arts from Yale University. If you do horrible on your audition, they don't care about that master's degree. They're not requiring everyone who attends to audition for them to be professionally trained and educated. So, you know, yes, it may have helped you, whereas someone else, I mean, look at Chris Tucker. The movies that he's been in have grossed over, what, $3 billion, $9 billion? He's definitely a multimillionaire, definitely doing well. I saw an interview with him recently. He said that school wasn't for him. He wasn't a school person. I tend to think that I was that way. I changed. But he said that. And look how successful that he has become. with just a high school education. Now, that's not something that we necessarily want to encourage, our youth to do, but it's just like some people, when they're young, go into the military, and some people don't. It's about the individual. That's really what comes down to all my topics that I cover. But yeah, definitely when it comes down to wanting to be a social media influencer, if you don't have a demo reel, if you don't have examples of you doing just that, you can actually just do it. You know, what's your favorite lipstick? Do a tutorial on it. You know, what's your favorite hairstyle? Do a tutorial on it. What is one of your most favorite dresses that you think flatters you the most? Well, if it has a name brand, do a tutorial on it. Post the pictures and specifically, purposely talk about that company, about that brand. Talk about the style of the dress, the way the dress is cut, the way it feels, the material. Talk about how many compliments you got on it. Talk about how you paired up your dress with the heels, with the belt, and with the hat, with the gloves. And you have content. You have content that's going to bring you new followers. You have content to show other companies what you can do. You have content to show that company what you can do. You know, I have no problem with Fashion Nova not really knowing who I am yet, because there's several ways I can make sure that they do. And it may take time, obviously, and money, but if that's a goal, then you have to be realistic about that. And I like their clothes. I honestly do. I bought something from them recently that I would love to keep. I really would. I mean, I can't keep it because I need the money. I want to sell it. I didn't buy it to keep it. If that was the case, my gosh, I'd have 3 rooms full of clothes instead of just 1 room that is my closet, an entire room of clothes. So, you know, and with me being in fashion, and that's part of my income now, and I love doing it. I love modeling things and then selling them, making my money back. Why wouldn't I? But with Fashion Nova, I'm not mad at them. I'm not mad at them whatsoever. It's like couponing or getting discounts. These are things that I like. These are things that I might necessarily need or want to buy. I'm going to be getting a coupon. This sounds so not monumental. And so I can never say that word, so I'm not even going to say it. Inconsequential. Lord help me. I'm getting a coupon in the mail for something. Let's just say it's from Lancome. Okay. Let's say it's from Neutrogena. It's something to wash my face with to maintain my skin. So it's in the skincare section of Walgreens. Now I'm getting a coupon that I requested, one single coupon. From a company. I didn't have to take a survey. All I did was request a coupon. So once I get it, right now, they have a sale going on at Walgreens for this particular product, and it's 40% off. Obviously, the product is not that expensive to begin with. If after 40% off, it's only $3. So $3. This is something that I want to use for my face. This isn't something that I've, you know, like golf balls when I don't golf, or coffee when I don't drink coffee. I like to try new products and just to decide what I want to use in my actual beauty regimen, but also because I really want to model for these companies. So I'm going to get the coupon for $3 off. So it's 40% off, which leaves $3. The coupon's for $3, I'm getting it for free. If I wanted to, it's going to be a brand new full-size jar of something. I could resell that, and whatever I make would be a profit. There are people who do that, and they're not even necessarily social media influencers. And I did cover this the other day. about this young lady, very smart young lady, and I really need to honestly go look at, I want to know how many followers she has, and I would like to ask her how long it took her, but anyways, she posted a video naming it Fashion Nova Overhaul, and she recorded herself, you know, trying on after she tried on several different outfits and talking about each outfit, and nothing was really professional about the video. It was something that anybody could do. We could all do. There was no special effects. I don't think there was any high-end equipment, obviously. She was just in her bedroom. Anyway, long story short, she said that over time, she gathered all those items and saved them so she could do one huge video. And that it took her time, and she spent, I think she said, about $300. And it was lots of outfits, guys. If you have $300, you can buy a lot of stuff at Fashion Nova. So I think their clothes are actually pretty great. I think their jewelry is kind of cheap. But again, when you're talking about props and things for photo shoots, they look great on camera. I don't know how long they're going to last, but you know, when you're buying a bracelet that costs $3 and it looks fabulous in pictures, then mission accomplished, no matter how many times you wear it after that point, you know? So, I looked at her video, I looked at the numbers on it. Within 2 days, it was definitely under 3 days, she had almost 1 million views. I don't know how. The only way that this could be possible, two ways. One, she has a huge following on her YouTube, which I guarantee you, without even looking, I know that that's there. That's number one. Number two, those people did lots of sharing. When something goes viral, even if you yourself do not have a huge following, if a video goes viral, meaning everybody's sharing it, then that's going to increase your followers. It's just like one circle, just goes hand in hand and hand in hand and back and back and back, you know. But anyways, so she made her money back and then some, I guarantee you, off of that video, off of the $300 that she invested, and already having her phone, and I'm assuming she had a tripod, but just simply trying something on. And she was a young lady, very pretty. She seemed so energetic and excited, and that's what I remember about the video, and I thought it was excellent. Because she was a real person. She wasn't some model with, you know, lots of plastic surgery, lots of makeup, which I don't see anything wrong with that. If someone's happy, and believe me, people are truly happy that way, and I think that's wonderful. You know, if you have the money and you have the means, why not? But to me, she was just the perfect face that you would want to see. She was just so energetic and happy. I mean, she was definitely selling me on going to Fashion Nova, but more so I thought of the idea about how within 2 days, so within a month time, when she receives her monthly check from YouTube for the modernization fees that she receives on just that video alone, within 1 month she probably made triple what she spent on those clothes. So if she spent $300 and she made $1,000 within just 1 month, so the next month, every single time that video continues to be viewed, she's going to get another check, and in that check is going to be part of how many times that same video was viewed within that next month, and then the next month, and the next month. So to me, it's a wise decision. I didn't hear her say, Fashion Nova sent me all this, thanks guys, use my code. I mean, she's not a celebrity, but I can tell you that she's a smart gal, and she definitely made a decent check the first month that that video was posted, because in 2 days she had almost 1 million views. So she made some money and is continuing to make money from it. So, you know, when people look at things from a different perspective, they can realize that there are a lot of companies that are not going to ever send you something for free or lots of things. There are companies that If you don't live in their city and state, you're not going to be able to shoot with their photographer or go through the agency they go through to get their models. But there are other ways that you can promote a company and get some cross promotion because of tagging them. And frankly, there's ways that you can make money. So if there are sales and you get in good, that's what a personal stylist, a personal shopper does. I learned all about that in school, having resources with retailers, knowing when the sales are, knowing when the giveaways are, couponing, things like that. Knowing somebody who works at a department store that can tell you when certain sales are, or maybe they can give you their discount. You know, there are plenty of people who get things for free, and yes, it takes work. And they take those things and they sell them and they make money, and it's 100% profit, right? They did not have to spend a dollar. Yes, they had to spend their time and their skill, their know-how, and yeah, it takes time. But they didn't have to spend a dollar and they made more than a dollar. So it's a matter of perspective. It's a matter of being realistic. Like, okay, this particular company is not going to send me anything right now. Maybe when I have 100,000 followers or more, they will. But until then, they're giving me 30% off. And they're giving me 30% off anything on their website. And they actually have a cute jumpsuit, a cute little bodysuit for $5 or for $7. So you're paying $5 maybe for something. It's not going to kill you, especially if you're a model and you need clothes for your photo shoots, especially if you're a model who's a public figure and you need content to interact with your fans and to post and to show other companies what you can do. And you're trying to build your brand and your fan base. Boom. Labels like Dove, labels like Gucci, labels like MAC lipstick, things like that. If you already own them, you can be producing content. If you want to buy those things and you need them for photo shoots, or you know, you've run out of your favorite red lipstick and it's time to go buy some more, consider the companies that you want to work for and represent, and take them up on their discounts that they're giving you. Take them up on the couponing that they're offering. Go on their website, look for sales, and think with a business mind. Like, okay, I can buy three and whole outfits for $50. Three outfits. I'm going to use the images that I take with my photographer in these outfits for publication. I want to be published. That's a goal of mine. So boom, number one, the clothes already serve a purpose for photo shoot wardrobe. Number two, I only modeled in them for a short time. They're not intimates. They're not underclothes. They're not lingerie. As soon as I'm done wearing them, I'm going to hang them up, fold them up, whatever, put them away, and I'm going to list them and I'm going to sell them. I mean, you're going to make the majority of your money back, or all of your money back. Mission accomplished right there. So you made your $50 back, and now you have pictures with images of you in clothing that can be published and will be published. So that goal is accomplished. You had brand new clothes. That was accomplished. You made your money back, or the majority of it. That was accomplished. You are modeling in clothes that's a name brand. As soon as you post the pictures and tag them, you're going to get an increase in your followers, whether it's 3 or 300. And the chances of them posting your picture, doing some cross promotion, share for share, increases, obviously, because you have professional images in their clothing. They have no clue how much you bought it for, if you bought that dress when it wasn't on sale. They don't have any clue if you are using a discount code plus the free shipping that they offered, plus it's already on sale. They're not thinking that far into it. They just know that you look great, you have professional pictures in their clothing, that you gave them a shout out, that you did a product review video, and now they're going to share it, and they may be willing to or wanting to go into business with you at that point. But look at all the things that were accomplished, including making your money back, or making the majority of it. If you are already planning on spending $50 on an outfit for a photo shoot, then why not do it with a company that is doing a lot of cross promotion? Why not do it with a company that you may want to model for one day? Why not invest in your outfit with that brand, with that company? And then go from there, because there's so many benefits. So I'm going to see if music is going to work with this, you guys. If not, I already did my podcast for today, but I did want to talk about this because every day is pretty much filled with lots of research and lots of online work and product testing. Almost every goodness. I need to get away from these fans. I need to wet my whistle and get some fluids down my throat here. Thanks for listening, everyone. Goodness, my voice is just getting worse and worse. So I'll see you guys next time. This has been Pinup Talk with host Diana Prince. Ciao.